Well, welcome. Todd Stapleton here with podcast number 4 of my latest rant. And I did just want to take a moment to tell everybody who has listened so far. I appreciate it. And we'll bring more this way. And they are rants, but they're, you know, I hope they have a little something in there that's worth listening to just beyond a rant. So what we're going to talk about this week is a rant, but it's also just kind of presenting a little info as well. And we're going to talk high school sports today. And we're going to specifically talk about the public-private divide in the state of Illinois. And I did a little research on this, and I like to do things like this because you get a feeling about something and you think, okay, this is really bad. And sometimes you look at the evidence from it and you're like, no, it's not what I thought. And I think we all have to be big enough sometimes that to look at evidence like that and say, you know, it may feel that way to me, but that's not what the numbers show. But when it comes to the public-private issue, when it comes to high school sports in Illinois, I think what I'm getting ready to tell you will really show that there's an issue there. And what I'm talking about is the private schools especially dominating the championships. Public schools are getting to the championship games, getting into those rounds, but they're not beating the private schools. As a matter of fact, public and private schools met all kinds of times this past year in high school sports, up to now in sports. And out of the sports I researched, and I researched football, volleyball, wrestling, girls and boys basketball, there was only one time that a public school beat a private school in a championship game. That kind of tells you a little bit about it. And, you know, to kind of look at the numbers a little bit. And I want to start this off before we even look at the numbers. So there are 824 IHSA member schools. So the IHSA has 824 members. 214 of those schools are non-boundary. That means that 610 are public. So when you think about that number, and that's the one that I really wanted to focus on a little bit, it's 3-1, basically. Basically, there's 3 public schools for every non-boundary school with the state of Illinois. So there's only 214 that fall under the private non-boundary, or, you know, that are under the multiplier, where there's 610 schools that are public schools. So it's 3-1. There's 3 times as many, close to it. It's a little short of 3-1, but it's close to a 3-1 ratio, 610 to 214. So that's your first thing to think about. So this is definitely disproportionate on that level for sure, and it's disproportionate, period. So we start off with football. Of course, there are 8 classes in football. This is the one that's the most egregious. The private schools won 7 of the 8 state championships in football. The only class they did not win was 6A. East St. Louis won the state championship in 6A, and they beat a public school. The interesting thing was, it was a private school beating a public school in 1A through 4A. A private school beat a public school in the state championship game. 5A was a private school against a private school. 6A was a private school against a public school against a public school. And then 7 and 8A were private schools beating public schools. So you had, first off, no time where a public school beat a private school in the state championships for football. You had 6 times where a public school beat a public school. So 6 of the 8 classes, a private school beat a public school. And one time a private school beat a private school in 5A, and the only public win was East St. Louis, and they beat a public school in that state championship game in 6A. So you had 8 state champions in football. 7 of them are private schools. East St. Louis is the only public school that won a state championship. So 7 out of 8. Volleyball is a little bit better. 1A was a public school beat a public school in the state championship. 2A, private school beat a private school. 3A, public school beat a public school. 4A, private beat a private. So it's about even in volleyball. Wrestling, We had, of course, a public school over a public school in the state championship in wrestling in 1A. We know that. The Vandals lost to Coal City. But a private school won the 2A state championship in wrestling. A private school won the 3A state championship in wrestling, both times over public schools. Girls basketball, Nashville won the state championship in 2A. They beat a private school. That's the only one out of the sports I looked at that happened. Public won 1A title. Private school won the 3A title. Chicago Public League School won the 4A title in girls basketball. They are public schools, but it's a little different for them, so I kind of put that one in a different class. And then boys basketball, clean sweep. All four state championships were won by private schools. And as a matter of fact, only two public schools even got to a state championship. That was in 1A and 4A. So what does this say? Well, it says that of what I researched, and there were 23 state championships in what I researched, 16 private schools won titles, 6 public and 1 Chicago Public League. And only one time did a public school beat a private school in a state championship. Now, I am not saying anything poorly about private schools in any way, shape, form, or fashion for anybody that goes there. You know, that's your choice. There's some great schools, great teachers, wonderful. There's no problem with that if that's the choice you want to make. It's just time that we do something different because the multiplier is not working. It's absolutely not working. And the one example that I always think of is 1A and Father McGivney. So Brownstown St. Elmo girls for 2 straight years have played Father McGivney in the regional championship. This past season, they beat them. Year before last, they lost to them in a close game. This year, they beat them pretty handily. But you've got Father McGivney, which is in Madison County, Illinois. Now, forget the fact that they're a private school, so they can pretty much bring in anybody they want to anyway. But they're also in Madison County. I don't care how small they are. Madison County's 262,000 people. There are 21,000 people in all of Fayette County, and they're not all open to go to Brownstown or St. Elmo if they want to. So that's the first thing that it brings up. And the second thing is they're a private school. I am of the mindset, and I have said this many times to many people, there should not be any private school in the 1A class. That is absolutely unfair in every realm of possibility. I don't care how small of a private school you are. Let's be honest. A private school, they can choose how big they are, right? I mean, they can stop enrollment at a certain number if they want to keep themselves 1A or 2A. I'm not saying anybody's doing that. I've heard people say that. I don't know that that's actually the case, but they can, right? I mean, they can make that decision and say, we're holding it. We're going to stay at 1A school, even with the multiplier. We're going to do that. So I think that's the first thing. I think at least you go up one class from what you are. If you should be a 1A, even with the multiplier, you automatically go to 2A as a private. That's my rule. Now, of course, if you have success, you win a sectional, you bump up to 2A and so on after that. So we do see that, like Effingham St. Anthony won the 2A state championship in baseball last year. So that's my first rule. Is if we're going to keep it this way, then that's the first thing we need to do, is they automatically got to go up a class. There should be no private school in 1A. Sorry, there shouldn't be. Absolutely not. They have too many advantages over schools that size. They should not be. They should automatically have to go 2A at that point. And to be honest with you, they've got 214 members that are non-boundary in the IHSA. I know a lot of people kind of push for private schools to be in their own class. Maybe it's time, especially when you look at football. You've got 7 state champions in football that are private schools, only one public, and they beat a public in East St. Louis in 6A. But the others, 1A, private school beats public. 2A, private school beats public. 3A, private school beats public. 4A, private school beats public. 5A. 7A, 8A, all the same. 7 of the 8 classes, that's exactly how it shakes down. And that is something that's been seen for a long time, when it comes to high school football. I think a lot of people from downstate and just period think, okay, well, we can get to the state championship, but we're not going to win it because XYZ private school will be there waiting on us. So we're not going to be able to win the state championship. So getting – and I have really felt that from people when they talk about state championships in football. The public school can get to the state championship, but they ain't winning it because they're going to run into giant private school and they're not going to win it. So I do get that feeling in football very much, and I've felt that for a while, and I don't know if other people have, but I think that's been the feeling for a while, is there's always that private school there. You know, it's obviously been an issue in other sports that you run into them on a regular basis. I think boys high school basketball this year was really a little bit of an eye-opener for me. I you know, you kind of gloss it over sometimes. You see the private schools get there, but I don't think we always think about the fact that they totally dominated. They won every state championship in boys high school basketball, one through four. They won every state championship this year. There were only two public schools that got two state championships. Lanark Eastland in 1A got to a state championship, and then in class 4A, Gurney Warren got to the state championship. Other than that, it was nothing but private schools. 2A, 3A were totally private schools, and they were all state champions out of the private school class. So there you go. The numbers are off, especially when you think about the numbers of schools. 3-1 are public, and then the championships are 2.5-1 private. So that's off. And like I said, I didn't go through every sport. I went through, you know, football, wrestling, volleyball, girls and boys basketball from the winter. I can do this again after the spring and add in baseball, softball, and track. I don't think it's going to change a whole lot, honestly, to add in other schools. This is a problem. It is definitely a problem, I think, in my opinion, for the IHSA. This is an issue. The private schools are running the show. And football, my goodness, I think that one is the one that really sticks out the most. And like I said, I think people kind of feel like we might be able to get to the state championship as a public school, but we can't win it. You know, it's just a simple fact of a private school can do things that a public school cannot. And I'm not getting into the arguments that I've had over the years. Well, they don't recruit. Come on. let's knock that ball out of the park right now, okay? When you are good every year, and sometimes you're good every year at select sports, and there are those private schools that are good at select sports every year. Every year. That means you are recruiting. I'm sorry, it does. I don't care how good of a program you are. In the public school setting, you're going to run into, especially 4A down in football, 2A and 1A in basketball, those size schools, you're going to run into times when you are lean on talent. It is going to happen. You may have a run for 10 years or 15 years even with a lot of talent, but you're going to run into that year. Now, good coaches, good programs, they can overcome some of that because of the work they do, because of the scheming they do, because of the things they do in every sport. Good coaching can help you overcome some of that. And a team that in football that maybe had 1-8 talent, maybe you can get them to 4-5 or 5-4 or something like that and get them into the playoffs. And that's good coaching. That's great coaching a lot of times. But it's going to happen. In the public school world, it's going to happen, especially 4A down in football, 1A and 2A in basketball and wrestling 1A for sure. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You're going to have down years. The Vandals wrestlers, as great a program as that is, they've had down years. They definitely have. They've had some years they weren't as good. We've seen it, certainly. And they've had up years like this year where they're great and they've, you know, consistently been very solid from beginning to end, but there were years that it wasn't, it was a struggle. It was a struggle to get that regional crown, and it was, you know, they didn't get to state sometimes, and it's happened. Great coaching, great program has overcome a lot of things, and we've seen that with places. But when you're good all the time, come on, you can't do that just on what's walking through the door. You can't do that. And that's just simple. I will argue that with anybody. You're going to run into classes. You're going to run into years that are just lean. Some classes don't have as much athletic talent as others. Doesn't mean they're not great kids. Doesn't mean they don't work really hard for you. Doesn't mean they're not academically wonderful, but sometimes they're just not great athletes. It happens. And in the public school world, coaches know this. They understand that it's going to happen. They're going to have down years with talent. They try to work around that and use all four classes to their advantage and get as much as they can out of, you know, kids that maybe aren't as gifted athletically. But it's going to happen. But you don't, there are some schools you don't see that from on the private level. And I think football has become one. Just my personal observation in this year's situation definitely shines it through. You've got seven champions that are private schools. You have one public school that was a champion in 6A with East St. Louis, who is a traditional power. They always have great football, and they beat a public school in the 6A state champion. So that's the other part of it. You only had the one time girls basketball where you had a private school beat a public school, and that was Nashville beating Peoria Notre Dame in the 2A state championship in girls basketball. And hats off to them for being able to get that done. But, you know, it's a situation that the IHSA has got to do something about. And, you know, I hate to pick on the IHSA. I know they have a hard job. There's a lot of things that they're trying to work through, and especially when it comes to football, because of, you know, you see some schools go away. You've got a lot of the closed conferences, so it's hard sometimes for schools to be able to find opponents. And I know there's a lot of things they work on. We pick on them a lot for some of their geography struggles sometimes. But this one is one that I think they need to address. And will they? I don't know. I've got a feeling no, because I think there's a lot of powers that be in that 214 non-boundaried schools that don't want to see change. They came up with a multiplier when we expanded classes. When we went to four classes in basketball, eight classes in football, that's when they went to the multiplier, and they started doing that. And I know people applauded that at the time, and I did as well, but it's not working. The situation they've got is not working. I think it's more than that. Like I said, at the very least, you automatically should go up one class. Whatever you're supposed to be with multiplier, you should go up one class. Just the way it should be. There should be no private school again in 1A. And honestly, I think this is a situation where it's time to look at a public school side and a private school side. And like I said, is that going to happen? I would very much doubt that, because I don't think the powers that be want that to happen. But I think it's something that needs to be looked at. And the numbers, like I said, sometimes you go through, you feel something, and then you look at the numbers, you're like, it's not quite as egregious as I thought it was. But this one was. This was, you know, of the sports that I went through, there were 16 champions that were private schools, six for public schools. And I think the dominating part to me that really stuck out to me, a lot of public schools get to a state championship, they run into a private school, and they turn right around and they're done. That's what really stuck out to me, was the times that a private beat a public. You know, in football, it was very dominant. Boys basketball, it happened. I mean, boys basketball, there's only two public schools that got to a state championship. And that's, you think about that. There's four classes. You got eight shots at getting to a state championship, and you just had those two. Everything else was private schools. So, and I think for the IHSA, this is maybe a good opportunity to think about dividing it, because there's no question when you start looking at some of these matchups, and especially in football, when you get into this situation where nobody feels like they can beat the private school that's going to be at the state championship, it's got to hurt attendance. It's got to hurt people going to the state championship where they're just saying, well, it's not going to be any good games anyway, so I'm not going to bother to go. So anyway, I think this is one that does it need to be addressed? Yeah, I think it does. Is it going to be addressed? Probably not anytime soon. And I wonder if it will take the public schools saying, okay, enough's enough. You know, that's the one thing about the IHSA. And somebody can tell me I'm wrong, but as far as I know, tomorrow somebody could start a different organization. They call it the Illinois Sports Public School Athletic Association. And because the IHSA is a membership, I see it on school board agendas every year. You re-up your membership with the IHSA every year. Well, I mean, if somebody decided tomorrow we're going to start one just for public schools, as far as I know, everybody could move right on over to them and do a new thing. And that would hurt financially for the IHSA. But it could. I think that would probably be what would get the ball rolling, is if that threat was made or if somebody started to get something like that going. And in football, I think there might be some response in football. I maybe I'm wrong, but I think there might be some response in football if somebody started something separate. Look at the college world. There's no doubt in the world that football is completely separate from every other sport when it comes to the college sports world. Maybe you could see it in the high school level too. So anyway, that's my rant for today. Thank everybody for listening. We'll be back with you next week. And by the way, anybody that would maybe like to sponsor this, we definitely make it worth your while, and we'll talk more about that as the weeks go along here with this one. So for this week, I'm Todd Stapleton, and that is my latest rant.